Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Let's do it.
I wonder how much did Rihanna boost Barbados tourism.
Tiger.
Where people are like, hey, if this what they producing.
Right.
DA, see what's happening with Jason.
You see, I see him right now. He looks like he's logging in.
He's having trouble though.
He's having trouble?
Yeah, he's been on and off like 3 times now. Yeah. Jason?
Dude, are you in a submarine? Where you at?
I'm in Broward County.
All right, we're getting that 20,000 leagues under the sea vibe from your microphone.
let me see.
Sounds like you with Denzel and Gene Hackman. Oh, look at all the bearded. Look at the bearded one. Look at this one. How can you be? Why you look like Idris Elba's uncle? Why you?
You look like he in Cancun.
Yeah.
Turn you. We can't hear you. We can see you. You're muted. We can see you.
Yeah, there we are. We needed to be out of doors. That's all that
okay.
was.
Okay. All right, Idris.
What was it? I think all of Lawrence Taylor's cocaine was jamming up my phone. Were we recording? What happened?
We are now.
Okay.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
See you walking around Summer League with an ascot on.
No, the ascots have been retired thanks to our friends at Valley Sports. No more neckwear.
What? Is that right?
No more ties. There will be an ascot. There will be a face down ascot ceremony.
Damn. Retiring the Scott.
It gotta go. My neck got hot. I thought it was never too hot for an ascot, and I came with a lie.
Why you look like Idris Elba's uncle? Why you? We can't hear you. We can see you. You're muted. We can see you.
Yeah, there we are. We needed to be out of doors. That's all
okay.
that was.
All right, Idris.
All that was. I think all of Lawrence Taylor's cocaine was jamming up my phone. Were we recording? What happened?
We are now.
Let's okay. bring DA into the conversation here.
Welcome to Who
Comma Is
Adjacent on the Athletic Podcast Network.
I turned it on and I heard Shaq with the barbs. It's like the most in his bracket. I was transported right back into it. I was like, oh, this is great.
I think I rap better than Shaq.
With David Aldridge.
Oh, he's totally playing. Yes. Yes. And then he got their lungs out in front of everybody on TV.
Michael was not your friend.
It was popping tonight.
And Marcus Thompson.
I just can't get with this idea of taking 1 hour of content and finding the morsel that might pop
and blowing at it.
Hoops adjacent. Hoops adjacent.
Welcome to Hoop
5, 4. We have ignition.
No,
friends.
Stay mellow, my friends.
The comic is.
And we're back. We took a week off, but we're back now. You got to be. You're stuck with us. It's Hoops Adjacent on the Athletic NBA Show. David Eldridge back here in D.C. My man on the West Coast, the best coast, as he likes to say, Marcus Thompson. Marcus,
West
what's
Side
up?
Till West I die.
In the words of the great Tupac, man, we had a week off. I didn't know.
Man, yes, we had a week off.
I was sitting on Zoom the whole time waiting on y'all.
You waiting the whole time?
Yeah,
your bills are all high and whatnot now. Damn, somebody should have told you. Damn, Jay was on vacation. Everybody took it.
Me. I was just sitting there chilling, man.
Just sitting waiting.
Cold-blooded.
Man,
I'm glad we're here for our guest today, though.
We are here.
This is the homie.
We're here, man. This is the first three-timer in the history of Hoops Adjacent. We try to keep it keep
tap
it moving.
The head, boom.
Exactly. Three to the dome, as my man Mello was saying. Jason Todd Jackson. You're now with Bally Sports. Walk me through that. I only Bally
Sports. Well, the great thing is that now I enter my 18th season.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous when you think about it.
Like a kid was born on your first gig and now they're about to go
grown.
To college.
Yeah. They're grown. Exactly. As the television host and courtside reporter for the three-time NBA champion, Miami Heat. I am a team employee, Hall of Famer.
Yes.
And so because of that, you can change all the names you want. All right. It's been Sunshine, Sun Sports, Fox Sports Sun, Bally Sports, and now Bally Sports Sun.
Right.
But the host has remained the same.
Exactly.
And so while you're
still in the employ of Patrick James Riley.
And I will be until he asks me twice to leave. It will take two times. First one I'm ignoring, and I'm just going to assume he was having a bad day. And then the second time, I'm sure HR will be involved, and I already know how that goes. So with that.
Does Pat Riley say things twice? I don't think he would say things twice.
That's the beautiful thing about my plan, Marcus. He doesn't.
Got you. Okay. Smart. Yeah. Hey, smart.
So as a team employee, nothing really changes for me except for 3% increases, which I enjoy.
Riley is like now I'm binge watching Sopranos again because, you know, nothing. There's no movies to go to, or at least I'm not going to any. So we rewatch the Sopranos. So Riley is like the dude that Bobby Bacala was talking about when he was talking to Tony, when he says, you know, when you get it, you never see it coming, right?
Never see it coming, baby.
Nah. All of a sudden people are talking really nice about you. That's all that happens. And you're kind of above the room wondering why certain people aren't there. And then you head, hopefully,
north,
to the upper room.
North.
To the upper room.
And next thing you know, you're standing on plastic.
Come on, man. I have some things to explain, so I need my time on the way up to be slow. I need to get my story
together. You need to have your day in court with St. Peter. I understand.
I need that. I need him to have one of the most patient days of judgment.
Yeah, exactly. I got a couple hours. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing you explain this. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was like, listen, I was a sportscaster, right? Like, that's gonna be my first thing.
You understand. Like, right, you know, right, you right understand.
Yeah, come on through. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about your longtime employer, the Miami Heat, and the movement this summer. And I actually have them in my top 10 offseason moves this year. Because I don't know if it's going to work because it's a bunch of old guys. But if the old guys can stay healthy, it could work.
I was going to say, speaking of upper room, the Miami.
It's only three old dudes.
I know, like the Lakers got like 9 of them.
Yeah. And by the way, I am counting Udonis, by the way.
Right.
Old dudes. Listen, you know what happened. I mean, we got swept.
Yeah.
And Pat has, I think, a visceral reaction to such things.
Yes.
And so, you know, there was a possibility that there were going to be 9 new faces.
Right.
I mean, that was an option.
Yeah.
And let's start with Duncan. I assumed that there was a price point, right?
Yeah.
That was my first assumption. And then I sat back and thought about it. He's so good at what he does. Mm-hmm. And what he does creates so much ease for Jimmy and Bam. I think it would have been whatever.
Yeah.
I think it would have been whatever. It's basically Bertans and Harris, right?
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Right.
And he's a little bit better.
Yeah.
At that.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing.
Yeah.
Joe's probably a little bit more disruptive. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when Joe's probably a little more disruptive defensively, and I think Duncan knows that, and that's the place where he could probably do something, you know, a little more impactful. But there's only two people that make three a game.
Yeah.
In the history of the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the other one, you know, gonna be in family court apparently. That's not my business. Man,
so why we gotta even go to it?
I don't know how those things work when you're grown. I don't know how that stuff works. I don't know how it works when you're grown. Actually, I'll be honest. My parents split when I was 21, 22.
Right.
And so I couldn't imagine being like deep in my 30s and having everybody public.
Yeah.
Because then smart asses like me will do that. And that's not right. Nah. I love all
another thing for St. Peter to look at. Like, whoa, what?
I don't. That, what? Right. And here's the thing. I love that family. I think only one fifth of them actually know me by name. and that's Dell. So, yeah. You know, but anyway, I shouldn't even be on that topic. But the point is, I think he knows full well that he's beyond specialist mode now.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it was just the avalanche, right? Like everything just kind of just fell from there. There's this video. I don't know if you all saw it. Before the world closed and we were all in Chicago for All-Star, I was doing one of those interviews that piss off NBA communications when you're kind of like with your guys and you're in the back corner
right.
and you're just trying to get a quick interview
in.
Let
me get this one or two in real quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm with Bam and Jimmy, and guess who jumps right across the middle of our screen but Kyle Lowry.
Wow.
And Jimmy goes, "Welcome to Heat TV." And I look at Bam and I go, "I think that's legal."
It's players. It's legal.
Yeah, players so is legal. It's all good.
It was 2 years and one pandemic in the making.
Yeah. So listen, go ahead.
Yeah, and then from there, with PJ and Markieff, I think that's Spo. Like that's just give me some defensive dogs and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
And if there was anything that the Heat needed more than to make shots against Milwaukee in that first round, it was to get stops.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so shots are going to get made. You need a different mentality if you're going to get stops.
I want to stick with Duncan for just a second because Heat people have been crushing me because when the signing happened, I was a little surprised that they gave him the money and the years, not because he can't score and be a contributor, but to your point, mm-hmm. we just saw two teams give shooters, primarily guys who primarily put the ball in the basket from deep, big contracts. Bertans was essentially a no-show the first half of last year at Washington. He came to camp out of shape and then got hurt. And Joe Harris just did not perform well in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So I was a little surprised that Miami then just said, well, we're still going to give Duncan the bag. So I just wondered what the thought process that went into, hey, we're still going to give dude the bag, even though he's a little older than normal. And even though we got swept, he's important to us.
Yeah. I think it's the way he does it, David.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this great story about how they used to do him. Back when he was in the G League two-way.
Yeah.
Rob Fodor, who was the team shooting coach, and Chris Quinn, who's the number one assistant now, at the time was probably two or three at the time because Juwan Howard and Dan Craig was still there.
Yeah.
They would run this drill with him where he's sitting on the bench. He had to check in,
mm-hmm.
get in, catch, shoot, get out the game.
That's a Ray Allen drill. That sounds like a Ray drill.
It was... But Ray gets to play, right?
Yeah, this was like
before he even got to play.
Right.
It was check it. And if it wasn't fast enough, do it again. Mm. And for Quinny, it was never fast enough.
Yeah.
And I remember, and he used to say, you aren't getting in the game unless you do this.
Mm.
It's the only reason I'm going to go, Smo, we should get Duncan. You know what I mean? Like, get Duncan, offense, defense, let's get Duncan. Man, I would sit there, and I got other things to do.
Yeah.
I would sit there and be like, man, they are making this guy into a thing.
Yeah.
And he wasn't two-way long, as you know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That next year, I thought he was just going to be rotation, and then he ended up being a starter, and then he just made a boatload you know, shots after that. The most in franchise history for both seasons. Yeah. The way he does it, when you go back, get one of these kids' mixtapes on YouTube, off 1 foot, on the catch, on the move, catch it, step back, sidestep. Like, there's not a way, other than, you know, bringing it up himself and just pull it up, there's not a way that he doesn't do it. With the guys that we have now, that's worth that money and those years.
I think, too, I think Davis and Joe might have helped Duncan in that sense. Duncan makes the shots. He makes them, right? Like, I mean, you start looking at their numbers. Like, if you got a guy who will make the shots when you need them, and we've seen him do it, that's incredibly valuable. I mean, Joe, they might win a title if Joe makes three more shots, right? Like, they might. That series is different. And Davis,
don't
like
put
you
that
said,
on Joe, you put that on Durant's toe.
Yeah, I mean, Durant's toe needed to be smaller because, you know, Joe missed a wide open shot before that. But I think that underscored his value to me. It's like, not only can this dude shoot, but we've seen him hit shots in the biggest moments. And that's like, okay, it is pretty valuable. The more, to me, the more surprising, and I don't want to say surprising, but it's like, oh, okay, like, this is how Heat does it. But was giving Jimmy the full max coming off not Jimmy's best postseason performance, right? Like, his shooting is down. And obviously, you know, we know what he did in a bubble and we know what Jimmy's made of. But just him being at that age and seeing a dip in production, I thought it was cool. I thought it was very Heat culture to lock up Jimmy, right? Like, yeah, Jimmy, we know who you are and we're going to get you some help. But here's the bag because we take care of our own. To me, that was still a bit surprising.
You know what, Marcus? It only isn't for me because he's two things right off the jump. He's everything you just said, but he is the hardest worker. And still, from a completeness, and here comes Bam, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But still, at the least, the most important player.
Yeah.
Right? If Bam become the best player, Jimmy's still the most important player.
Which showed, right, in the playoffs, because when he wasn't Jimmy, right?
When he was, it showed, and when it didn't, it showed. The other thing is, I don't know if it's in spite or in jest or in respect. They call him Coach Jimmy. And it's because he doesn't waver from where Spoelstra's coming from.
Yeah.
Ever. Mm. And so when your best player or your most important player doesn't have any pushback from the operation, the game plan, the work that is done, you go ahead and lock that up.
Yeah.
Because everybody else, you can tell, you go bleep yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Everybody else has to get in line. New, old, young, whatever. If 22 is regurgitating, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the Tim Duncan.
Half of people on the street for less.
That's the Tim Duncan model, right? The best player is the hardest worker. None of you other can say anything.
Don't even.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone.
That's the sign, though, right? Like, that's the that to me, especially from a franchise like the Heat, right?
Right.
That's the they know what we don't know, right?
Yeah.
They see what we don't see. You can kind of bank on that. If it's like, you know, the Timberwolves, you'd be like, what are you doing? He's going to be 37 at the end of the day. But the Heat is like,
when are we going to leave the Timberwolves alone?
I'm sorry.
Don't say that. They're very insulting.
No, I mean, they earned it, but I'm just asking.
Because I said they were 30th in the league in offseason because they were.
I was piggybacking off David. Like, you know, I mean, he killing the Timberwolves. I'm going to go ahead.
I didn't kill him. I just said they ain't do nothing. Which they didn't do
anything. Which is true. They didn't do anything.
Other than getting Pat Bev last week, they ain't do nothing.
So I think it was symbolic. I think it was like, hey, when this team says, when this team does that, it's like, oh, okay. They clearly believe he has something left. And plus, there's all this other stuff that you don't see, the value that you don't see. And covering Draymond, I kind of understand that a little bit more. Like, that
he means just so he's much more valuable to them than he would be to anybody else.
Absolutely. Yes, no question.
Yes. I totally get that.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
So, Jax, I wanted, you know, we obviously want to talk about Kyle. I just think it's a perfect fit. It's perfect for them, perfect for their culture. Perfect with the way they like to play. Kyle's, you know, he's lost a little bit, but not too much. He's already committed himself the last 3 or 4 years to being in great shape. So that's, I don't think that's going to be a problem. He'll probably get in even better shape down there. So, but I know how they felt about the Dragon too. So for them to walk, for them to say goodbye to the Dragon, that I'm sure that's a tough one for them because he's done a lot for them.
Yeah. I'm still praying for March.
Right?
That's how much. I don't even know if that's legal.
Right. I don't think you can do it for a year now. I think once you're traded, you can't resign for a year.
Damn it. That's
the Derek Fisher rule, right?
That was tough on me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a guy that made my job easy.
Yeah.
You know, in three languages.
Right.
Kyle has put it on the Heat before, and over the years you've noticed that Pat and Spo have a lot of respect for guys, particularly in the playoffs, who have performed right in front of our eyes in ways that have been devastating to the franchise, but holding no grudges,
right,
and saying come on, let's do that over here. The one thing, and I'll put this on the table for you all, because I can't talk about this around here, and so I'm assuming you won't say anything to anybody. There were some nights where the camera would cut away to some of the conversations between Coach Nurse and Kyle. And while Spo is into that energy,
you saying they needed to go to family court?
Listen, I'm not going to talk about what happened. I'm just my observation of that and how that transfers here. It's going to be interesting because Spo likes that energy. He likes that fire and that funk. I don't know about every night on every play call. I don't, you know.
Well, Spo will tell him to back up on those nights, I'm sure.
Oh, hey, listen.
And plus Jimmy.
And so will the head principal.
Right.
Word? Like that stuff is awesome. And Spo gives them space to let that happen together.
Yeah.
But there is a flow chart here, right?
Right.
And
organizational chart.
Yeah, man. The head coach at 601 Biscayne gets the last word. Now, but to Eric's credit, sometimes he doesn't need a word.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Udonis has a word.
Right.
Bam now will take over the huddle. Jimmy encourages Bam to take over that space, but I can't wait to see. I get invited to like 5 practices a year, you know that. So I like to see in training camp, you know, when everybody's being, you know, real for the first 2 practices, and then everybody's themselves. I'm looking to see how that manifests. There just may have been just a little too much comfort, and you win the title, and there's some entitlement that goes with that maybe doesn't travel.
The disease of more. The disease of more from Pat Riley, baby. Let's go.
You all know everything about this place. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see how that energy manifests.
I think it'll be fine. I think
Jimmy's there too. Like that helps that Jimmy's there.
Yeah, because I think Kyle, I mean, I wasn't, you know, obviously I'm not around the Raptors every day, but I felt like when, you know, the Kawhi year, I think it's very similar to what it'll be like with Jimmy down there. You know, there will be a respect, an obvious respect. and an understanding that I can't just do whatever the hell I want, you know, whatever the hell I think is right. You know, I gotta fit in with these other folks. So I think Kyle will get in where he can fit in and allow that to happen naturally, as opposed to coming in and saying, I'm the point guard from the champion Raptors. You got to listen to me. I don't think he's going to be.
Also, he got 34 million reasons to buy into.
Right.
You know, Jax, what's really interesting to me, because, you know, the Heat, obviously every year you can't count them out, right? You just know the Heat is going to figure out a way to be in the picture. But, man, that East picture is looking pretty daunting, right? You got, and this might be the greatest thing, the greatest part of the Kyle Lowry signing, is that he's now not in Philadelphia, right? Where they could have used him. But you got, you know, Philly, Milwaukee, Brooklyn are going to be there.
Atlanta
and New York, like, you could see the universe where the Heat, you know, can't climb that hill, but that hill won't be tough. You're looking at, how do they get up from six, right? And did they do enough to make this trek up in the Eastern Conference?
So two things. One, I'm not being ridiculous or Mr. Heat guy or cocky. I would like to play the Knicks every night. This Heat team would love to play the Knicks every single night.
It's kind of always been that way, right? It's been that way for a while.
There's just something about that matchup last year that the Heat recognized that if you make Julius just old Julius, then everybody else had a harder time finding their way. Atlanta, on the other hand, they won more than they didn't against Miami. I think Miami's probably going to decide that what you and I, and probably even David, likes each night, and that's the ball going in the basket a great deal, it's not of interest to them.
Right.
That, to put it, as they like to say, in the mud against those elite teams in the East is the only way to go.
Yeah.
That if you're willing to get this down to, 88.
Yeah.
Then you're losing that game.
Yeah. Right.
That's the game Miami will win with this group, more than not. Now it starts moving to $120. That needs to be one of those nights Duncan gets loose.
Yeah.
Even I need some Max Struess off the bench with that Struess juice. And a night where Jimmy starts shooting and making threes and we're all going, what? 110. Like, this team better have it in them most nights.
Yeah.
But 120,
they aren't built for 120 every night.
You know what they built for? Yeah. They built for a fight. Yeah. I mean, some of these dudes they went and got, like.
Listen, when Markieff Morris sat down and started talking about dogs that fight versus Bart.
Right.
I was like, oh, Pat's over
there. Kyle ready to fight. Markieff ready to fight, right?
PJ like, ready to fight.
PJ ready to fight. Udonis is always ready to
number
fight.
40, like, number 40 ain't even got a uniform on under there.
And
he's ready to go.
Like, ready to go. And Jimmy down to fight. They got dudes who ready to fight.
Right. And Spo's guy is Pacquiao, so he ready to fight too.
Is he? Is he ready anymore?
Maybe not anymore.
Anymore.
He's ready to run for office now.
this is a team. I think when we're going to see irate Spo, it's when they're outside of the top five in defensive rating.
Yeah.
If they need to be there for this team to be excellent.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Now the question, and this is where it comes back to the beginning, and I'm not disparaging them by saying a lot of their players are older, because they are, but you know, the guys that are going to be in the rotation. You know, it's a matter of, can you keep Kyle healthy? Can you keep PJ healthy? Can you keep Markieff healthy? Can you keep Jimmy healthy? Because Jimmy missed a lot of last season. Those are the, you know, real world questions that an older team has to answer. And what I've said is, there's nobody on earth that's better at extending careers than the Miami Heat. I tend to believe they will keep enough of them healthy to be a factor. I do think the East is much tougher now going forward. Detroit is not going to be a pushover anymore. Cleveland, not quite as good, but you know, they're adding pieces, they're adding talent, they're getting a little better every year. So even the teams at the bottom, are not going to be as bad in Indiana. You can't possibly expect them to have as many injuries as they had last year, you know?
Right, right, right. No, it has to be there's not, you know, the mantra I think initially will be, you know, the one I've heard in the past, like, you know, that the team isn't good enough to take nights off or, you know, to consider themselves elite when you get swept out in the first round. But a lot of guys don't have to own that. Right. There's, you know, 3-4 new guys that are coming in and, you know, they're not going to do it. There's one guy we haven't talked about that I think is going to be extremely interesting. And that's Dedmon. Dedmon really did a nice job in that second five spot that really, really allows for real rest and real comfort, regardless if it's going to be big or small, wherever you put Bam.
Yeah.
It's just great to have a rim protector in that spot. And then my man got some nerve and was like, yo, everybody out here shooting threes. I'm going to put some up, too. And again, that's where Spo and the staff, they allow for that growth. Now, you need to show it.
You need to do it.
Ain't nobody
watching. You need to do the
first,
work. Put the work in to do it.
Yeah. But I mean, there's going to be no play calls for it, right?
Right.
So if you're going to be back there. And by the way, that shot would then probably begat playing alongside Bam.
Yeah, right.
More often.
Right. Right.
You know, because I don't think, listen, as much as defense is everything, you know, in the family tree, I'm supposed not giving up offense just because.
Right.
just for stops.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, they are important. I'm not, that's obviously the, you can't get on the floor without being a part of that.
Right.
At least mentally and with your effort with Spo, but he is not going to just put two fives out there, you know, reminiscent. about the early 90s, you know? So.
Right.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
That's what makes I'm interested to see how Oladipo
to me
that's the kind of wild card, like the ace up the Heat sleeve, right? Another shot creator, another guy who if healthy can be about that life defensively, but he can put the ball in the hole, right? Just start giving you another look. He probably won't be the Depot from, you know, the glory years of Indiana, but if he can give you something, like it's something, right? And especially at the time of the season that he would do it. That's like a nice gear shift if he could come through with that.
It's almost, Marcus, a blockbuster trade.
Right.
He's just your guy already.
Right. That's your trade. Like, that's your trade deadline acquisition, right?
Yeah.
That's the move right there. And that's Pat and Andy kind of, Andy Ellisberg, for those of your listeners that don't know about the Heat's, you know, senior vice president on the basketball side. Like, those are the things that they do. Like, you know, like Omer Yurtseven. Like, that's the draft pick right. that we didn't that the team didn't have, right? So
yo, why was he cooking the Warriors like that though? Like I was like, yo, this dude is unbelievable.
Dude, I saw him I saw him at Georgetown. I'm telling you. Uh-huh. Dude can play a little bit now.
Hey,
can play a little bit.
Hey, he ain't bad. Like,
I'm like, when I was watching him, I was like, Deadman's like, hey.
Chill. Deadman's like, relax, yo. Calm down,
B. That's my spot. Don't be trying to get that second five work up in there. But now it just gives the thing that I love about, there's so many things I love about Spo. And it's because we're contemporaries, right?
Yeah.
He's 51. I'll be 50 in the spring. He'll turn 52 in the fall. And the thing that I love, man, he doesn't shackle himself into anything.
Yeah.
He really is among the coaches. And David, you know most everybody, and Marcus, you do too. Like, there's not a lot of open-minded cats. They do it the way they do it.
Right.
Right. And if you're Popovich, you're like, yo, go look at the trophy case. I'm gonna keep doing it this way.
Right.
While you keep complaining about
right.
me being one way, I'm gonna go over in this trophy case and count all five of these. You right. know what? And even the stuff that Katie and Draymond were talking about, I don't think he lost any sleep after that drop.
Right.
he got some stuff to go look at too. Spo, I think, is the same way.
Yeah.
In that, I'll be as open minded as I choose to be, because you never know what you're unearthing.
Yeah.
Right. So if he finds himself in a spot where he's got three fives that he's willing to put on the floor on a given night, he'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Or if Oladipo shows up and he needs to really be in the first five because his body needs to get going, he's got no problem creating a second five that may play more than the first five.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just he does himself a service by not being stuck in concrete or cement.
I think that's part of why Spo's still around, you know, because the message doesn't get stale. You know, even the best coaches, usually the shelf life is 6 or 7 years at most, and then that's it. It just, no matter what they're selling. And I know that they turn over more now than they did back in the day, but still, I think part of that, I don't want to say curiosity, that's not what I'm looking for, but the willingness to be flexible, I think, is more
right
in line in terms of why I suppose message never seems to die with that group.
Right.
You know?
So Victor will benefit from that, I think, because if he's cooking, you know what, they'll know before us.
Yes. Right.
Because he'll be working, and the head athletic trainer Jay Sable, like, is really like into that extra day, week, whatever you can get extra,
right,
to get that guy in the ground running. When it's time to unleash him, it's going to be time to play him.
Yeah,
not time to see if, well, let's do 20 minutes or
no.
Just wait another week.
Game ready.
Yeah, let's go.
Jax, who you looking at in this loaded East? Who's your sleeper team? Who you liking? I'm gonna tell you right now. I am all in on the Chicago Bulls. Like,
dude,
I'm hype on the Bulls. Let's go. And maybe this is a rejiggering of my childhood. I'm feeling like,
no,
you know,
it's not. I'll tell you what afterwards. That
team, bro. Yeah. But who you liking, Jax?
Yeah, no, I like that team. My league pass side piece is always in the West. I need somebody to watch at night by myself. With no shirt.
Ludacris
on.
Said different area codes are straight. You know, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep that on the Mavs for one more year. See if that's a good side piece there. But for the East, surprise. It would be the surprise. It's not going to be a surprise, but I will say this: the team in David's backyard is so interesting to me, only because they're still really fun to watch, David. Like, paying money for Bradley Beal,
fun to watch, yes,
is worth it.
Yes,
it's worth it to be paid.
Yes,
right. Like, now, will they decide to guard my mom and her choir? I hope so.
Yeah, it'll be a little better. That's be a little better. I don't know if it'll be a lot better.
Year,
it'll be a little better.
And I listen. Coach Brooks did what he thought was best for that crew, and I'm sure he wanted them to defend differently. But I mean, there was just no interest.
No, zero.
Like, it was like, are you done yet with your offensive set?
Exactly. Give me the ball back
so we can go score. I want them. You know what? I demand that they're in the play-in.
Yeah. I think.
I demand that Washington makes the play.
My guess is they probably will be play-in level. I got them as a 7 or an 8. So that's play-in level, right? I think they'll be more. They'll be deeper.
Which puts a lot of pressure on Charlotte, right?
Yes, like that. Yes. Although I love what Charlotte did, yeah. And Charlotte is, yeah. I thought they had a great draft. And if you look at the team that Charlotte's putting together, it's not bad. It's not bad at all, yeah. What they're putting together. So, and
you might have just talked me into Charlotte out of Washington.
I'm just saying, Charlotte might be Charlotte.
Washington was an interesting choice, by the way.
They'll be better. But the East is deeper, so I don't know what that means. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that means
Marcus sent me way down to the bottom, right?
Yeah,
so surprise.
Yeah.
So I went down there. I went like, you know what, Washington, you don't have a play-in opportunity. You've disappointed.
Yeah,
everybody.
No, I think they will definitely be disappointed with no play-in for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. But Charlotte, I really like Buck Knight. I really like Kai Jones. I think
they're fun to watch.
They had
they're
a great
fun
draft.
And our boy Eric Collins.
Yes.
He might be the most excitable night in, night out, like getting busy,
right,
doing the thing. So, you know, that's the next level.
Yeah.
Man, I apologize. I have to do another interview. They're calling me right now.
Because you're that popular. We understand. We are not angry with your popularity, Jason Chicks.
We appreciate you for lending it to us.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I apologize.
Exactly.
I thought 420 would be enough, but we got into it.
All right, my man. I've known him for 25 years. I cannot believe that, but it's true. I love you. And thank you for always, as always, man, for making the show better. I appreciate you.
My man, listen, Pat has taught me one thing. He actually taught me a lot of things, but the thing between you and I that is most important is forever.
Yeah.
Like, there are just some forever men in your life, and women too.
Yes, yes.
How we did it, for how long we did it, and how late at night we did it.
Yes. Don't get it twisted. The greatest NBA show in history.
Still the finest highlight program ever radiating out of the lowercase ESPN number two days.
I just want to be a fly on the wall when y'all explain those days to St. Peter.
Not only fly on the wall, you have to sign a non-disclosure and drinking liquor. That's dark.
Like my man Shaq says, Google me. YouTube us.
We had more fun than you should get paid to have.
Absolutely. Go do that next interview, right. Jax.
Appreciate
love you, boy.
You, sir.
All right, man.
All right, boys. All right. Appreciate you.
Man, we could. So I could. You know what, Marcus? I could have Jax on like every show, every week, and it would be fine because it would be that. It would be 40 minutes of hilarity and information.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't cool because of the Ascot. He made the Ascot cool. That's OG, man.
That show was so much fun, Marcus. I got to tell you, when it was me and Jackson, Freddie Carter, it was just, I just can't tell you how much fun it is. The most fun I've ever had doing TV because we knew nobody was watching. I shouldn't say nobody was watching. People were watching, but it was a very niche crowd.
We were watching. Come on, man. Yeah, I give you that.
It's a very niche crowd, but they love what we did, and we love doing the show. So anyway, that's all we got for this week. We are off. We're now on a every other week schedule until the start of training camp. It's nothing. It's not us.
Which is like in 2 weeks anyway. So.
I know, right? Exactly. Training camp starts next Thursday or something, right? So we will not be on next week. We'll be on the following week. But that's all the NBA shows. We're all kind of 1 week on, 1 week off for the next few weeks.
We're basically load managing. You know,
exactly. Right, that's now. A good way of putting it. We're load managing. That's a good way of putting it. You know, exactly.
We Kawhi. We going next week. It's Paul George's turn to play.
That's right, Paul. You got to carry it for a minute. So leave that 5-star review for us on Apple, on Spotify, on Google Play, any place you get this fine American podcast. And as always, Marcus, if it's less than 5 stars, what them haters need to do?
Keep it to yourself.
Out.
Don't cry. summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and cotton is high.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.